Okay, car's all fixed.
Oh, great.
There's still a bit of a hum, but nothing to worry about.
I feel charming. Oh, so charming. It's alarming how charming I feel.
Did my car just sing?
Yeah, that's the hum. Oh. You must have Bel Air Direct Insurance. The cars, they love it. It's so simple to submit a claim using the app. They get fixed up fast.
But will it hum forever?
I don't know, buddy. We just fixed the cars here.
Bel Air Direct. Insurance simplified.
You're listening to the BBM Global Network with 25 years in broadcast audio and video production. Our passionate team creates content and marketing for the world of Internet talk radio. If you've got a passion, come join us at bbmglobalnetwork.com. The BBM Global Network, your voice is now heard.
This is The Conscious Caregiver with author and elder care coach, Carol Ann Hamilton. Caring for uncopable aging parents, feeling stressed to the max, then you've come to the right place. Let Carol Ann restore some serenity by giving you concrete and sound solutions for challenging and aging parents. So now, please welcome the host of The Conscious Caregiver, Carol Ann Hamilton.
A visionary welcome, everyone. And I'm Carol Ann Hamilton. You're listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. And we never change that this is where you get grounded and unique solutions that combine the practical plus emotional aspects of how to successfully navigate the elder care marathon in a fashion that is unlike the typical content out there. And we begin today with this provocative question. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much leeway do you grant yourself to vision, as in being visionary, as a caregiver to whatever audience that might be, aging parents, other relatives who are aging, neighbors, friends, colleagues whom you support, even growing adult children that you are having a relationship with and you feel the need to caregive them to? Now, as I ask that, do I hear you saying in your mind, what? I gently and humorously wonder if you're already defying me by saying, I don't even have time to go to the bathroom most days, Carol Ann, let alone vision a future for myself beyond caregiving. Well, to that I retort, you especially need today's broadcast, because we're going to start by returning to my 10-point caregiver quiz. We're not going to do all of them, but we're going to draw anew a few questions out of the mix so that we can refresh on which of the three caregiver types you are. If you're ready, here's the first question. We've got a multiple choice here. When you first notice signs of decline in your aging parents, you A, ignore them because they seem to be handling things well enough overall. B, keep your eye on the situation, but take no direct action yet. C, observe their attitudes and behaviors more closely and possibly take some notes. That was question one. Leading into number two, which is, once you clearly know what is called for in your folks' situation, you A, assume they will naturally agree with your views of what's right. B, insist on your way or the highway. C, seek out those who have been there and done it in the elder care trenches for advice. And here's our last of three questions for today. Told you it was just going to be curtailed to kind of plant some seeds. And it reads as follows. As it becomes undeniable that something must be done about your folks' circumstances, you A, wish secretly that some genie could come along to magically make it all go away. B, pick up a bunch of brochures at seniors expos and look up solutions via Google. C, begin researching and interviewing credible paid resources that can help. Okay, so if a lot of your answers just on those few questions were A, you're maybe heading toward being a complacent caregiver, by which I define a person with their head buried in the sand, but naively believing that they will never have to deal with elder care. Okay, that's a fallacy, folks. For the B's in the group, you may be leaning toward being a compliant caregiver who falsely believes that stacks of brochures picked up at seniors expos and freebie workshops will be the solution. Sorry, no go. Only the C answers will denote a conscious caregiver who knows to pay attention at all of the stages of the elder care journey and who takes matters into their own hands, but in most effective ways. Now, layered on top of those three categories are also three stages that I've defined to this grueling journey. And I know my guest last week, he hesitated to use the term burdened, but I do not. Because in my case, I called the three stages desperation to inspiration to hope via my two books, Coping with Uncopable Parents, Loving Action for Elder Care, and Coping with Uncopable Systems, Advocacy for Elder Care. And you can see all of that at my website presence, which is copingwithuncopableparents.com. If you do decide to go there, you will actually find three packages of coaching services. No, this is not already a commercial where we're not going to give you value for your time spent during this hour, but I just want to lay a further little groundwork. And one of those packages I call Manage Your Elder Care Stress, Quick Start. And here's how you would relate to it if you're at this stage. Until now, it's been easy to ignore growing signs that your aging parents are not coping as well as they used to, physically, emotionally, mentally, and/or financially, and you've been able to convince yourself that they're managing and/or maybe not ready for active intervention. Secretly, though, you know that you're fooling yourself. As the often responsible one among siblings, or perhaps as an only child, and we've dealt with those topics before, you dread becoming involved in your care, but someone has to do something, and that someone is you. You have no idea where to start, never mind the question of maintaining your own sanity. On that situation, I ask, am I right or am I right? Yes, I'm right. If you're at that stage in the journey. I also have one that I called End Your Elder Care Nightmares. And for this caregiver, you're no longer in the infancy stage, that's for sure. You're smack dab in the middle of its trials as the offspring of difficult parents. Beyond their unrelenting demands, like answering panicked calls 24/7, and you're using your free time after a long workday or otherwise to perform endless chores, giving up your precious vacation time to attend to them, etc., etc., etc. This frustrating marathon is turning into a disaster zone because your physical health is being impacted and showing up as sleepless nights, stressed out blood pressure, generalized pain, and emerging long-term disease. If you relate, your family and relationships plus career are suffering because almost your entire focus is caregiving. And I have one here, it's the last one, that I call the Accelerated Elder Care Crisis VIP Day. Now, this is for a select audience, but I just want to say, before the rapid decline of your aging parents, you were already balancing countless competing daily pressures, like an ultra-demanding career and crammed weekly calendar. And if you had little time before the escalating emergencies, now there's zero room in your life. For this kind of client, per se, you have little patience for long, drawn-out coaching sessions, and you want the straight goods in the shortest amount of time possible. So we're just going to leave off there, but I hope I've planted a few seeds that lead into our Caregivers Allowed to vision. You're listening to The Conscious Caregiver. I'm Carol Ann Hamilton, and we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. Stand by.
The earliest human societies worshipped a female goddess. Little is known about this time because we did not always have a written recorded history. It was around 3100 BC when the Sumerians invented the first written language, and everything that preceded this time is prehistory. The prehistorical record includes all of women's unwritten history from 30,000 BC to the time that men began achieving political power around 3000 BC. Male feminist artist Kimberly Berg maintains a strong position in educating and inspiring both men and women through his devotional art to the goddess in all women. Studying their history is paramount to understanding who women were and who they would become later, living in a patriarchal society. To learn more about this important time in our history, go to www.isisrising.net.
Unleash the obstacles that bind you with certified professional coach Joanne Charette, a master practitioner in energy leadership. Joanne can help you break through personal and professional barriers and guide you to a higher level of empowerment and fulfillment. Passionate and dedicated, Joanne engages with her clients on a mutual journey. Her dynamic energy will motivate you to move forward as you partner on a venture to greater results. Isn't it time to make a breakthrough and commit to live the life you deserve? Invest in yourself and let Joanne Charette be the catalyst to the realization of your dreams by making them a reality. Based in Quebec, Canada, Joanne is also a space coach, using social media and Skype to work with anyone, anywhere around the world. Contact Joanne Charette today at 819-360-3266 or email her at actionrealization@live.ca. 819-360-3266. Now is your time.
And we are back to our theme today, our Caregivers Allowed to Vision. You're listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. Of course, I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. And just before that first pause, we were identifying again the three types of caregivers in the form of complacent, compliant, and conscious. And we were also tracing three stages that I have certainly identified via desperation to inspiration to hope in my writing as well as coaching in this arena. Now, for your purposes, we might even want to label them more generically as pre, during, and post, because that works too. So before I go farther, I have three pieces of advice associated with each stage. Like the coaching client who once wanted me to be more kick-ass, but I refused because that is not generally how I roll in that realm. Yes, I'm a warrior woman, but I don't roll as a kick-ass coach. On the other hand, I seem to have become more opinionated in the elder care arena because I do claim that the distilled comments I'm about to make are based on 250,000 hours of lived experience, which may even surpass all the formal credentials in the world. And again, did I just say that out loud? Yes, I did. So here we go, three for each, pre. Number one, start to get real about what you're really in for and get your ostrich head out of the sand. Number two, harness the power of being ahead of the curve to address what you can while you can. That means joint account banking and other things. And three, count your remaining lucky stars. For those who are in the during stage, okay, now's the time to start to boost up your extreme self-care. Number two, I would recommend source out the supports who will accompany you through the marathon. There are many types. And number three, document everything. For the post folks, like me supposedly, but not entirely, number one, accord yourself a wide berth for recovery. Mine stands at 8 years since my father passed away. Did I just say that out loud? Yes, I did. I spent the better part of the last decade coming out the other side. And thus, I recommend as number two, have no unrealistic expectations about the duration of your journey. Instead, slowly plan forward, which you will hear about more as we go along. So I wonder, what did you think about those pre, during, and post points? Hope you resonated, because we need to get you queued up for what's to follow. And this is going to be a bumped up series of reflections, even beyond what I offered earlier this year, because behind the scenes via my weekly navigational map, or radio show map that I call it, I'm going to name these couple of next segments Charting It Out. And on my inaugural broadcast of this new year and decade, I invited you to consider what worked as well as what didn't in terms of your caregiving journey over the past 12 months. You did have an opportunity to reflect upon lessons learned and also to integrate the year that passed as a result of that review. But this time around, we're stepping it up a bunch of notches. So I hope you're ready. Let's start with a little bit of a reminder from a show back a few episodes that you can find via the archives at Bold Brave Media, and it was called Being a Caregiving Leader. If you remember that one, and we have faithful listeners who do, then you will know that I cited as the being qualities of a leader that they were not lacking, educating, avoidant, demanding, enervating, or resentful. When you take the first letter of each of those terms, you will find that that spells leader. Instead, the being qualities of a leader, they do embody loving, endorsing, authentic, decency, excellence, and being respectful. So that's the doing part, the being part of the equation. You know, I always emphasize being above all else, followed by the doing. And then for me, the doing in a topic as large as an elephant that leadership is, I said in the caregiving realm, it stands for laugh, encourage, ask, decide, engage, and reframe. Just one take amongst a billion that you could offer to this vast subject. Now, something else that we talk about a fair bit here is the power of intention. And that is in contrast to typical New Year's resolutions, which are probably down the proverbial toilet as we broadcast at this late February. Those lists are long gone. But here's what's enduring. Let's talk about the big why behind the reasons you would want to be a conscious caregiver according to your most cherished vision and values. That's where we're going next, because if you ever wonder, perhaps if I forget to tie up loose ends, the answer is probably no. In my household, I call them hanging threads. And on this show, the term suggests that I'm also sharing what charting it out means to me personally. And so we're going to literally offer up some current developments in my world, even if I am in so-called the post-caregiving era, because I'm not entirely, to be perfectly honest with you. Yes, I have moved on from the parental, much as it took me a while. But I have to admit, in all honesty, that I am in the spousal arena. And I would have to say it's equally challenging at this particular moment. And that probably takes me back to somewhere between pre and during, if anything. So isn't it great that that keeps me honest in practicing what I preach with those who are caring for aging relatives? Always all of us, with all of the audiences that we variously deal, we're all in various stages of the journey. And all I know is that leadership will be called for at each of those stages, at each of those processes in the journey, if we are actually people that seek to make a positive difference. Yeah, we'll have irresponsible siblings that step back from the journey if they have aging parents or relatives, but we're about being responsible, taking care, giving service to those who surround us, and we take pride in that because we know that that's what we're all about. And that's a perfect note to have you stand by and just say you're listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. I'm Carol Ann Hamilton. Stand by with me.
If you seek a courageous advocate prepared to champion your rights with consumer service agencies that support aging populations, Carol Ann Hamilton is the one for you. Carol Ann is an elder care coach, author, and speaker with a 250,000 hours lived experience successfully supporting uncopable aging parents. As a result of a challenging journey, Carol Ann revolutionizes how stressed out caregivers restore serenity to their worlds. She also brings over 25 years of change management expertise in Fortune 500 settings to catalyze urgent transformation within the elder care industry. Carol Ann is a popular speaker at conferences across North America. She has appeared via TV, radio, and print globally. Now you can tune in weekly to get a dose of her inspiration plus down-to-earth advice to cope with even the most difficult aging parents. Listen Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Eastern on Bold Brave Media and TuneIn Radio.
Intergenerational programming is uniting America due to the tireless efforts of Dr. Ramona Frischman. Retired from the Miami-Dade County Public School System, Dr. Frischman continues to develop intergenerational learning programs aimed to improve the lives of children, young adults, and seniors through unique strategies and public policy in order to establish a mutually supportive agenda. She views intergenerational programs as a resource for policymakers and the general public on economic, social, and personal initiatives that govern our society. Her work bridges the generational gap, providing many individuals the opportunity to explore areas of common ground and celebrate each other's diversity. Contact Ramona Frischman at ramonalong@aol.com or visit www.gu.org to learn more about intergenerational programming.
And we are so glad that you are with us for our episode on Our Caregivers Allowed to Vision. Just the fact that you joined us today to be open to that question says a lot about your willingness to both care for those whom you have charge for, as well as also your keeping alive your hopes and dreams. And of course, we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver. So we've done a couple of things with our segments so far. We've positioned possibly anew the type of caregiver that you are leaning toward. We've also positioned three stages to this journey, pre, during, and post, if you just want to simplify it right down. And I promised you before the break that I'm going to be sharing from my own charting it out that I'm doing literally as we speak, so that you can learn from my own insights and processes, I suppose. And so I literally have in front of me a chart, and I call it the opportunities. And I want to draw from various columns that are on here in an encouragement to do the same for yourself. So I've got a couple of columns here that I call gifts versus strengths. And how I kind of came to this one is via a corporate workshop that I used to facilitate, which was just lovely, if I might say. It went well beyond in corporate America, you know, the typical performance appraisal planning development workshop that is so boring, where they have you identify what you want to work on in the new year and, you know, what are your strengths and your weaknesses. I never use that word, you know, and I was privileged because this one used 360-degree feedback. It came via the person's leader themselves, their view about themselves, as well as peers surrounding them. And it really did provide a 360-degree view of the person's gifts, as well as strengths, talents, areas for improvement. That's what I say versus weakness, areas for improvement. And so I drew from that in crafting out this portion of my own chart that I call gifts versus strengths. And I know that the participants in this training, as well as you, might say, well, what's the difference between gifts and strengths, Carolyn? Okay, pure and simple. Gifts are the things that you take for granted because you are gifted at doing them. Strengths are things that people would say, oh yeah, okay, I can recognize that as skills or talents or something like that. But it's the gifts, especially, that I want to draw your attention to. And so I put on my chart a couple of gifts that were useful as recently as early into this past week. And I had people in my circles reach out to me to help them process very angry emotions and also depths of sadness. Those were just two on my list. And I know where I got them from because I ascribe to the idea that we choose our parents. I learned early on how to be with deep emotions in the form of anger and sadness. And so those gifts serve me to this day when I support caregivers of various sorts to navigate their journeys. Now, in strengths, I might put some of the more typical corporate skills like deep listening or artful facilitation, certainly writing, certainly observational skills, certainly the ability to give balanced feedback, absolutely the ability to synthesize vast amounts of information and feed it back in consolidated forms. But I would also add amongst my gifts that I generate trust. I am wise. I claim that one. I am eloquent. I claim that one. I am a healer. I claim that one. And so I want you to really think about what are your gifts and your strengths, because those are so fundamental about how you not only go through the caregiving journey, but frankly, life itself. And then there is my column that I call core values. Now, coaches like me, we do these exercises all the time with our clients, and they're done in a standard form. But really, I gave myself only 12, and it was hard to get it to 12, core values. Amongst my most cherished values, I include integrity, true speaking, authenticity, justice, freedom, nobility, appreciation, learning and growth. Yes, friendships in there too. I brainstormed in no particular order, but what I'm saying is identifying your core values will be so important because they influence what you bring to the table given your caregiving responsibilities. I know that I'm saying a lot, a mouthful already just in these three columns alone, but I hope you will stay with me just for a couple of minutes and then we'll span on the other side of this exercise because charting it out is so important. Now, this next exercise, I do credit with a death and dying workshop that I attended a few months ago, and it was the idea of this. If you learned that you only had an increment of 10 that you were going to be alive for, what would you do in that time? That means if you only had 10 seconds, what would you do? If you only had 10 minutes, how would you use it? If you only had 10 weeks, what would you accomplish? If you had 10 months, maybe it would be more. If you had 10 years, maybe it would be more. But I especially liked 10 seconds, 10 minutes, and 10 weeks to really boil it down. And again, these are life skills as much as anything else. And we will pause just right there by saying we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver.
Master of words, powerful player. What life-changing words can Dr. Janet Smith Warfield pull out of her magical toolbox that just might mysteriously open a door you never knew was there? A door to free yourself from fear forever. Transform your rage into right action. Release your guilt. Position you into a life of freedom, purpose, passion, power, and peace. All quite suddenly, unexpectedly, and almost miraculously, with no effort on your part. Join Dr. Janet every Monday at noon Eastern on Dancing with Words, Dancing with Wisdom on the BBM Global Network as she and her guests show you how words map our experiences, immersing you in a sound bath that relaxes your muscles, opens your mind, and supports you in co-creating your extraordinary life. Tune into It's All About You with host Dr. Martha Latz, a lively weekly broadcast on BBM Global Network, one of the most empowering shows for time-starved, overscheduled multitaskers. The professional expertise of Dr. Latz is directly available live every Thursday at 1 p.m. to answer and address concerns about relationships, life transitions of career, meeting, dating, and committed relationships. It's All About You with Dr. Latz will expand your understanding of current concerns across your relationships by broadening and expanding possible solutions in developing skills for mutually desired outcomes. Dr. Martha's expertise is as a licensed marriage and family therapist, life, transition coach, and all things to do with communication at work, home, and with friends. Check out her website at auniquetherapycenter.com.
So how are you doing, folks? Are you hanging with me for this broadcast on Are Caregivers Allowed to Vision? I'm, of course, your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. This is the Conscious Caregiver Show, and we're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. And we were just covering off under my own literal charting it out exercise a couple of areas that I want to continue with next. And we enumerated some gifts versus strengths. Again, gifts are the things that you are so naturally great at that when people say to you, oh, you're fantastic at X, Y, or Z, you go, well, that's no biggie. Like, that's really easy to do. What's your problem? You know, I think for me, one of the answers that I would give in that regard is creating safety. I will say, people do trust me because they know I will hold safe spaces for them to speak their truth around me. And that will be held in utmost confidentiality. And I think that goes right to my core values of integrity and truth speaking. So, you know, there's gifts and then there's strengths. I also have quite an ability for myself to be focused, even under duress, and I am under it, to be detail-oriented and strategy-oriented at the same time, and to be impeccable in all of those regards. So I would encourage you to think about what are your strengths, your gifts, your strengths, your talents, because those will feed back into how you approach the caregiving journey. And then there are your core values, because core values are basically unchangeable and they guide everything. So, you know, if you don't have a sense for what you stand up for, you're going to be buffeted by the winds of everybody else's drama around you, quite frankly. Then, just before the break, we were talking about increments of 10, meaning if you were to learn that you were going to pass away in 10 seconds, 10 minutes, 10 weeks, 10 months, or 10 years, how would you use your time? And then that took me to a little contemplation about, gosh, if I only had two words that I would stand for, like they were my legacy, what would those be? And that's hard, folks, even for me who reflects a lot. But I came up with, I would love to stand for better world or transformed humanity. And that far overreaches even my caregiving work in the world right now. It would be like if I had on my tombstone, what do I stand for? Better world or transformed humanity would be very cool. Maybe this sounds macabre to you. I don't want it to be. I want you to really rise to a different level as a result of our caregivers allowed to vision. And then this one, this last one, I know for certain comes from a podcast that I particularly enjoy. It's with a host named Lewis Howes. His podcast is called School of Greatness. And he always asks three questions at the end of his interviews. And I think they're really great. Like, you were now on your last day on Earth. You could take nothing with you from the work that you produced or books you wrote or anything else. Nothing can come with you except you have a piece of paper and a pen to write down three truths for which you stood. His question is, what would those be? And for me, I answered, number one, the universe will not reward you selling out on yourself. Number two, never let anyone steal your dreams. And number three, all answers reside within. Now, that's an accepted coaching tenet, but it's actually a belief that I hold. Nobody else needs to give you any answers, especially an outside authority figure, because you actually possess the answers to any question in your life on the inside. And Lewis ends with, therefore, what is the guest's definition of greatness? And I define it as standing firmly rooted in my unique genius and fulfilling the greater purpose for which I came to Earth. So in the caregiving realm, do you see how that translates to what are the gifts and strengths that you bring to the table? What values on which you found your caregiving responsibilities? What would you like for those caregiving responsibilities to stand for at the end of the day? And then when you lift it up, we now look at your total life and we examine those very same questions as gifts, strengths, values. What inspired you? We could add to that mix. What were your passions? What do you love to do? And maybe for those of you who are in, corporate America or elsewise that listen with us, what might be your ideal careers? Because there will come an end to your caregiving journey, whatever that may be for right now. And you will have the rest of your life to live, much as it does not seem like it if you're in phases 2 or 3, but you will. So what do you want to stand for? Beyond that. Now, this cues us up for, we're going to head in our next segment to a quite powerful guided meditation, but it's going to be a curtailed version. And I want to warn anybody that is listening, say in your workplace or in your car, those are two common places that people tune in, do not do this in those contexts, because I'm going to be asking you to close your eyes. And all I'm going to say for now is I sure wish that there would have been someone in my world at the height of my elder care despair who could have reminded me to not lose sight of my greater life's vision. Because if it were not for my own vast abilities to keep my hopes alive and my energy field kind of cleared or clearing, I could have easily submersed into its depths. And that's why I want to take you into this process, because I'm hoping that it will help you to maintain an awareness of your broader vision, no matter what stage that you're probably at in the caregiving journey. This is an exercise extracted, like I say, from what coaches do too, and it's called the Future Self Exercise. So it's going to be a shorter version by far, but I'm hoping it's no less the powerful for it. So I'm hoping you're going to stand by and put your pen down from furiously transcribing those notes and instead allowing yourself to go into that experience, even just for a short pause in your very laden day. Okay. So with that said, just stand by, everyone. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. This is the Conscious Caregiver Show, and we're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. Stand by, everyone.
Are you stressed? Is your stress driving you crazy? Do you know there are many ways to relieve the stress? The Spirit Within Massage and Hypnosis Clinic does just that. Reduce your stress, plus so much more. Established in 1997, the Spirit Within Massage and Hypnosis Clinic offers an approach to wellness for those individuals who choose to either utilize appropriate complementary methods to enhance their current medical care, or to those individuals who are on their personal journey toward improved health and wellness through the use of therapeutic bodywork, Reiki energy healing, or hypnosis. The Spirit Within Massage and Hypnosis Clinic is owned by Dr. Judy Dean, a registered nurse and board-certified massage therapist and medical hypnotherapist in LaPorte, Indiana. Visit www.spiritwithinmassage-hypnosis.com to see all services offered by Dr. Judy. For a free personal consultation, please call Dr. Judy Dean at 219-326-1380. The Spirit Within Massage and Hypnosis Clinic, 219-326-1380.
Abuse happens every moment of every day. According to national statistics in the United States, every 2 minutes, someone is sexually assaulted, and every 10 minutes, a report of child abuse is made. Those currently struggling with abuse, or if you know someone who has been the victim of abuse, you are not alone. Whether physical, mental, emotional, or sexual, know there is hope, there is help, there is healing. Author Tammy Hall has written a book from her own account of abuse called Journey of Courage, that can guide you through your own personal journey of healing. Stop struggling through life. It's your story. It's your healing. And it can begin with the first turn of the page. Visit www.journeyofcourage.com to begin your path to becoming the person you were ultimately created to be. Healed, hopeful, happy.
And welcome back, everyone, because we're just about to go into our future self-guided visualization. This is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. And as promised, I'm going to take you in this next segment to a powerful guided visualization that connects you to your future self. Again, it's curtailed, but don't try to do this with anything but your eyes closed. And if you're not in an eyes closed situation, just wait till your eyes can be open, okay? So everyone who's with me, let's just take a few gentle breaths in and out. Okay, just breathing in, maybe to a count of four. Hold it for a count of four. And out to a count of four. Let's do that again. Into a count of four. Hold for a count of four. Out to a count of four. Last to a power of three. Let's breathe in again. One, two, three, four. Hold. Two, three, four. Out. One, two, three, four. And centering and grounding yourself where you are in whatever environment, continuing with your breathing, feeling yourself rooted, whether you're lying down or sitting in a chair, just becoming more and more relaxed. And as you continue with your breathing, start to slowly bring your awareness from where you are just right now, expanding out to your city, to the broader location that surrounds you by way of a country. Out into the globe itself, Earth itself. And even beyond that, journeying toward a universe that exists 20 years from now. Picturing yourself arriving at your world 20 years from now. And as you land in that place, notice your surroundings. Notice what geography is about you. Notice the setting. Notice what you're wearing. Notice that you come to what seems like a home of whatever sort, and you approach this home. And greeting you at the doorway with welcome and open arms is your future self 20 years down the road. And they welcome you in. And they're so glad to see you. Please do come in. And notice the setting again. Notice their surroundings. Notice how they're dressed. Notice the energy that they exude. And they invite you in to sit for a moment. And you feel very comfortable there with them. You're each glad to see each other and to meet each other, because this is you 20 years down the road. And you have a lovely conversation with each other. You both thoroughly enjoy it and delight in being together with one another. And as you continue to converse, you may have questions for them. They may have things to share with you. And one thing that you desire to ask is this question: what do I need to pay attention to most right now in my life? And from their wisdom, they will give you an answer. Take a moment to hear and receive that now. And because this is you 20 years down the road, they also have wisdom to share on the next question. Knowing what you now know, is there one piece of advice that you can give me? And anew, listen and feel for what they would say and take that in. And short as this time may be together, but you can also return and re-greet each other anytime you want. There is a gift that your future self wishes to offer you. It may take whatever form that they seek. And so please receive their gift, their parting offering, just for right now, as they usher you to the door of where you've been meeting and greeting, and you travel down the pathway from this abode, and you start to journey back across the universe and the globe, and you start to arrive in the country where you currently reside, and back into the city or town or village, wherever that may be. And you start to come back into this time and space. And on a count of 3, 2, and 1, you return relaxed and restored. Just stay with us, everyone. This is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and just take a moment to breathe through our next wee pause.
Dr. RC will share extraordinary resources and services that promote educational success as well as making a difference in the lives of all social workers as well as the lives of children, adolescents, and teens of today. She will have open discussions addressing many of the issues that we face about our youth and how being employed in the uniquely skilled profession of social work for over 18 years has taught invaluable lessons through her personal experiences. She will also provide real-life facts, examples, and personal stories that will confirm that why serving as a child advocate is extremely beneficial when addressing the needs of the whole child. Listen live Saturdays, 10 a.m. Eastern on the BBM Global Network and tune in radio as Dr. RC will provide thought-provoking information that will empower, encourage, and strengthen students, families, and communities across our nation. You can also visit her at soarwithkatie.com.
According to the American Nurses Association, there are approximately 3.5 to 4 million nurses in the United States. So where do all these nurses work? What kind of roles do they have? What kind of education and training help to prepare them for so many different settings? What kind of impact do nurses have on patient outcomes? The World Health Organization has announced that 2020 will be the Year of the Nurse, honoring the 200th birth anniversary of Florence Nightingale. An international initiative called Nursing Now is underway to raise the profile of nursing. The National Academy of Medicine has convened a committee to create the Future of Nursing 2020 to 2030 that will focus on how the nursing profession can create a culture of health, reduce health disparities, and improve the health and well-being of the U.S. population. Learn more and join Joyce Batchelor on All About Nursing, Wednesdays from 7 to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time on the BBM Global Network.
And here we are on the heels of your future self guided visualization. We're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. And I know how brief in time, literally and figuratively, that whole process must have been. Nonetheless, I hope you allowed yourself to immerse into it, or perhaps that you will tune into the archive, which of course will always be found for you at boldbravemedia.com under shows, The Conscious Caregiver. We're at self-help or health under channel 100, and then you can re-listen to this, but also you can process it a little bit further into your own world. And I know through my own coach training, I've done this experience at several pivotal times in my own life, and it won't be the last time that I do it, but my future self was actually called Coco Patricia. Patricia is my actual middle name. So she has a very different identity, and she identified for me that meaningful work and, fulfillment in inspired settings that bring great reward, all of it simultaneously is in my future. And so I hope those are in your future too. Certainly, they're not founded only on my current circumstances, because I don't urge you to design your future self based on the past present loop in which you're located right now. So my inquiry will be, what's possible for you? And with that said, we're going to build right upon the individual visioning theme that we've emphasized today. And next time around, we're going to focus it on even broader topics that affect all of us via my theme called A Societal Caregiving Vision. So I'm hoping that for just right now, you'll take away a lot via the visioning the values, the gifts and strengths and stage of caregiving you're in, as well as the future self experience, and really bring that into your coming week as we close February and start the month of March, which in the Northern Hemisphere often starts to turn the corner towards spring. Always, I'm available for a confidential readiness session with you, and for now, we just want you to always know you've been strong too long. How about you dare to care with flair? We're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is, of course, the Conscious Caregiver Show.
You've been listening to The Conscious Caregiver with host Carol Ann Hamilton. For a fresh and unique approach to modern caregiving, listen to gain a weekly dose of inspiration and down-to-earth advice right here on The Conscious Caregiver with Carol Ann Hamilton.
You've been listening to the BBM Global Network. The ideas, views, and opinions of this broadcast are those of the participants of the program and are not necessarily the ideas, views, and opinions of the BBM Global Network Company.
Okay, car's all fixed.
Oh, great.
There's still a bit of a hum, but nothing to worry about.
I feel charming. Oh, so charming. It's alarming how charming I feel.
Did my car just sing?
Yeah, that's the hum. Oh. You must have Bel Air Direct Insurance. The cars, they love it. It's so simple to submit a claim using the app. They get fixed up fast.
But will it hum forever?
I don't know, buddy. We just fixed the cars here.
Bel Air Direct. Insurance simplified.
One of our favorite seasons is almost here, and at Lowe's, we're ready to bring on fall. Make that bathroom pop with matte black Moen fashion plumbing and faucets. Bring fresh color inside with a range of Seco paints. And build leaf piles for the kids and maybe yourself with a Craftsman leaf blower. If you're ready to bring on fall, visit Lowe's.ca to get home delivery or curbside pickup. Lowe's,